This afternoon, we are talking about The Brilliance in the Room. Now, it's a play that is on at the Oast Theatre. I'm joined live now in the studio by Lizzie from the Oast in Tunbridge, talking about their latest production, written and directed by Phil Porter. Good afternoon, Lizzie.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well. How
Good.
Are you?
Very well, actually. Quite excited to be on the radio.
Me too. you found the studios okay?
We did, yes. Good. Yes.
Despite the showers?
Yes, we managed to.
You didn't get drenched?
Not so far.
Good.
The day is young.
Okay. I've also got Maggie in the studio. Good afternoon, Maggie.
Good afternoon, Chris. I must say, it's lovely being here.
Nice to have you. So we'll come to you in a little while in terms of your role with the Oast Theatre.
Yes.
But obviously, first of all, Lizzie, tell us about the premise of the play and what people can expect.
Ah, well, it's not the play in the usual format, like a beginning, a middle and an end. What it really is a celebration of Charles Dickens. So it's bringing alive all his different characters. So some that people will know well, like Magwitch or Miss Havisham or Mr. Pickwick. But also it includes a lot of minor comic characters that perhaps people won't know where they come from. But it really brings alive Dickens' love of words, his comic, the sort of period that you're in. It
yep.
brings that whole thing alive. And it also, it's going to be very visual. We're going to have special effects. We're going to have back projection. We're all on stage all the time playing multiple characters, male and female.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cast of six.
Cast of six, okay.
Yep.
Now, the Oast Theatre, as I know, and obviously you know, maybe most of our listeners know, it's a very small theatre. So, in terms of putting that sort of production on with the special effects and the lighting, how does that work?
Well, we own the theatre. We own everything in it. So, we have a whole raft of people who do lighting, who do sound, who do build the sets. We have a big props department, a massive costume department. So, it really, everything is in-house on the spot. We rehearse there. We do everything in the theatre. We do a play every month. So, we have teams that work in specific departments. So, if you're an actor, you can concentrate on acting. If you're a director, you direct. If you set build, you set build. It's not everyone mucking in. We have people volunteer to
yeah.
do all the different things that are necessary to
right.
run a successful theatre. And it may be small, but we do a full run, week's run, Saturday to Saturday, of eight performances. So, you know, and we often sell out.
Have you sold out?
Not so far. There are tickets available. So please come and buy your tickets. It's all about Charles Dickens. So if you're a Dickens lover
yes,
and interested in his
yes.
work, then you must come and see it. It's going to be very theatrical.
Okay. So is it a period
oh, absolutely.
Stage drama? So in terms of the outfits and the clothes, it's all
yes.
based in what?
Victorian.
Victorian,
era.
Okay.
It's Charles
As
Dickens'
Victoria. Era was.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
it
of course.
It's really taking all elements of his different books and amalgamating them together.
Okay.
So there's no beginning, middle and end of a story. It's like taking sequences out of his books and bringing them alive.
So is this something that's been done before somewhere else, or is it completely new to you guys at the Oast?
It's an original production for the Oast because Phil Porter wrote it, and he's our chairman. But we did do a production of it probably about 10 or 12 years ago, so we slightly amended it for the current audience.
Right.
But,
so when you say that in terms of amending for the current audience,
mm-hmm.
do you bring sort of modern-day language or issues into the production,
no.
or is it very much
no,
set in its day?
It's very Dickensian. It's using a lot of his words,
mm-hmm.
and it's written in his style. The dialogue is written in his style, so you know, it's very much in the Victorian era. The more modern aspects will be the back projection, sound effects, that sort of thing.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And what role do you play yourself?
Well, I play all sorts of roles. I play men, I play women, I play young, I play old. My favourite one is Miss Havisham from Great Expectations.
Oh, gosh, yes.
When I'm old and decrepit and, you know, decaying with my cake on the table that's been there for years and I don't go near it. It's just a lovely part to play, and it's got a very gothic feel to it, which I really like.
So in terms of the costume changes, I mean, so how many parts are you playing?
I'm playing 5, 6, but also I have the odd line here and there, and I'm background. You know, we're all involved. It's very much an ensemble piece.
Okay. But in terms of changing outfits, how does that work when you're playing so many different roles?
Well, I'll have basic costume, which would just be in black and white, and then jackets will go over, hats will go on. When we have more time, we can do a full change, so I might be able to change out of my male costume into a female one. Obviously, Miss Havisham's wedding dress.
Yes.
Some of it will be done on stage, and it would just be adding a hat or a shawl or...
Yes.
But some will be full costume changes, depending on the timing.
So how long is the play?
The play altogether, we haven't actually timed it. It's a couple of hours. Say probably about 2 hours, 20, okay. With an interval.
With an interval.
Because we do have an interval.
Yes. So when is it on? What date does it start?
It's on from the 20th to the 27th of June.
Okay. And people can book tickets, obviously,
on the
Oast website, which is www.
You tell me. You know.
Well, everything starts with www. No one needs to say www these days, do they?
Honestly, if you just go online and put Oast Theatre
it will come up.
And you can book it. Tickets are easy to book, and they're very, very reasonable.
So, do you know how much they are?
Yes, I do.
Go on then, Lizzie.
Well, members get a discount, but if you're not a member and you don't volunteer there, it's £14 a ticket, which is cheaper than going to the cinema.
It is.
And we have a subsidised bar, so cheaper than going to the pub.
Brilliant. And how is the Oast Theatre doing generally at the moment in terms of the amount of people that come and see the plays?
Well, it can vary. We do a different play every month. So some can be serious drama, some can be comedies, some will be very well known. Obviously, we recently did The Good Life, and that sold out very
early. We had some people in a couple of months ago in the studio with me talking about that, and I think that went down so well.
It went down very well. So we have very, very popular. We did Streetcar Named Desire last year. We have some very popular plays, the ones that really appeal, that will sell out quite quickly. Less well known or more serious drama, like we recently did Ibsen, that's not going to sell so well, so accept that. But because we do so many productions a year, it makes up for it on the ones that do sell really well.
Yeah.
But we want a good variety of drama. That's
absolutely
the whole point.
And I think I asked when your colleagues came in a couple of months ago to talk about the Good Life. The fact that the theatre is so small, relatively speaking, how do you feel, you, Lizzie, as an actor and a performer, on the stage in front of a small audience in a small place? Because, you know, when you go to the West End and you see, you know, you're on stage and maybe you can't even see the audience because of the lighting and it's so vast. Just explain how it works. How do you feel when you're on stage? Can you see people in the audience?
You can if you really want to look. But most of the time you don't. The whole point is when you're performing, you are being that person, you're being that character. So unless you actually need to interact with the audience for any way, you're not thinking about them. You're being who you're supposed to be.
Yes.
You're in the, you know, the play.
And so
you're aware of the people around
you.
You're not really looking out. But
no.
I've been on big stages and small, and it doesn't feel any different.
It doesn't, no.
No, because you feel an audience, and they're different every night. And whether it's a large theatre or a small one, it creates an atmosphere.
Yeah.
And that's really what you thrive on. And I think it boosts you to get your performance when you have a really good, attentive audience, and it doesn't matter if they're large or small.
No. Have you ever had any hecklers?
No. I have had a couple of people walking out due to language, but it was very necessary part of the play.
So someone else marches those people out?
No, they got up and left by themselves.
Oh, really? Oh, I see.
I think they'd had enough of the language in that particular play, but as I said, it was very relevant.
Okay.
But we haven't actually been heckled, no.
No, good. Okay, well, good luck with the performance. Got anything else lined up?
In acting, I'm doing quite a bit lately, but I also do costumes, so I actually costume plays.
Right.
So our next production is Gentleman Jack, and I'm doing the costumes for that.
Yeah, we're hoping to have someone in to talk about that. When's that on?
That is the end of July. I haven't got the exact
date. No, that's fine.
Okay. But as an older actress, unfortunately, the parts get fewer as you get older. So I want to costume.
To you, Maggie, just talking about the Oast itself. So
yes.
How long have you been working for the Oast Theatre?
Well, I've been a member for over 40 years.
Gosh.
Yes, and it's the most wonderful place. It's like a family. Everybody looks out for each other. As Lizzie said, everybody there is a volunteer, and this is how the place runs. Having said that, we desperately need more because people are getting older and aren't going to be going on indefinitely. And the thing is, we're prepared to train people. So somebody, say, that's retired, newly retired, and is maybe looking for something different.
Much like myself, Maggie.
Exactly. Well... They can just come along.
I have thespian blood in me, I'm sure.
I'm sure you have. I think we should persuade you to join.
I'd love to.
But we have a Wednesday morning when they could come along. Mm-hmm. We are prepared to teach them to do sound, lighting, if they want to paint scenery, if they want to help make costumes, if they want to help behind a bar or with the coffee bar, front of the house,
all that. I think that's the thing, there are so many attributes to working in the theatre.
Yes.
It's not just performing, you don't have to perform, but if you love the theatre, you can be behind the scenes, you can be in the costume department, lighting, sound, and so much more. So if people want to come along for the first time, so you said Wednesday mornings.
Wednesday morning, and if they, from about, say, 10 o'clock, everything will be set up. We'll show them round, we'll take them on a tour of the theatre, they can have a look at everything. Now, if they think it's not for them, that's absolutely fine. But we just welcome them to come round and see. And they may just think, well, I wouldn't mind having a go at that. And the chance will be there.
Yeah, exactly. Often people think maybe when they turn up, they're not quite sure what they want to do. And it could be they are budding actors, and they want to be on stage, but then they might think, well, not sure about that. Maybe the costume department, maybe the sounding, maybe the lighting. I mean, me doing this in the radio studio, I could, maybe do the studio stuff and the sound. I'd prefer to be on stage, to be honest with you.
Well, there you are. Yes. You have to come.
So, yes. Maybe I will.
I think you should.
Thank you both so much for coming in and joining me this afternoon, Lizzie and Maggie. And good luck with the performance.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
And I'm sure we'll be in touch. And I think your next performance is Gentleman Jack, you said.
After hours, yes. At the end of July.
At the end of July, okay. Thank you so much. Take care. And good luck with everything. And I'll see you both very soon.
Lovely. Come and see the show.
I will.
And join.
Yes. Yes, as well. Okay. All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.